Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Oh, I'm gonna burp.
What's the matter?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to get it out before.
You're chugging that soda there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to get caffeine to wake up. Why don't you be funny? Maybe it'll help. Stupid. Some good news.
What's the good news?
And some bad news.
What?
For all you speed demons out there. Because if this passes, you're gonna get to go faster.
All right. Right.
But if you go too fast, too many times, well, son, the man's gonna come down a little harder.
All right, deputy dog.
And literally ride with you in your car.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. How'd you like to punch that pedal a little more towards the floor on the highway?
What do you got?
State lawmakers here in New York are advocating for a bill that would increase the speed limit on the thruway, interstates, to 70 miles an hour.
So it'd be like South Florida.
Actually, a lot of states have gone to 70 miles an hour. Mm. There may be more 70-mile-an-hour interstate states than not now.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think once you hit PA, like Erie, if you're going south, I think it hits 70 there.
Just punch it.
Yeah. She might be right. So folks who want it say, one, drivers are already doing well over 70.
Yeah.
Okay. They also point to other states that have the 70-mile-an-hour limit and above, and studies have shown traffic accidents have actually decreased with 70 miles an hour.
Damn.
So I don't know how true that is, whatever, but it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, so you're in.
I'm in.
Right. Well, the state giveth, the state taketh away.
So what would they take away?
In the same bill, there would be a provision that would install speed monitoring devices in the cars of drivers who have committed multiple speeding violations.
So they would give you like something to install in your car?
Here's how it works.
All right.
It would be like the DUI interlock device.
Okay.
Okay. So in those, you have to blow into it to prove you're not drunk to start the car. This would be without the blowing. So your mom's out. But.
Jesus.
Of the ones that exist, there are a couple different versions.
What do you do?
They all have GPS monitoring, so they can tell what the speed limit is.
Oh, so there's tracking you.
Yeah, you got it.
All right.
There's one that just alerts you that when you go over, and it records it and sends it to the state. There are others that will not allow you to go over the mark speed limit.
So you have a governor on your car that it just, this is it.
A digital governor.
All right.
And it's not clear in the bill which one of these would be made mandatory in New York. It's also unclear how many speeding tickets you'd have to get before this was installed in your car. And on top of that, it is assumed, much like the interlock device, that if a judge determines you can't drive without the speed, or that you have to drive without, you get it if you need it, you would also have to pay for it to be installed in your
car. So it's all on you.
You got it.
All right.
Kimmy, can you Google what an interlock device costs in a car when you get a chance? Thank
that's
you.
That's the one, that's for the drunk.
Yeah, just to give us a little bit of like an idea of what it could cost. All right.
All right.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. Tommy?
Yeah.
You get to go faster.
Yeah.
But if you go too fast, too many times, you got a speed computer in your car. Is that a fair trade-off?
No.
Why?
It's too intrusive, man. Like this governor that's going to hold me back when I'm driving.
You sound like a man who needs a governor now.
No, but what?
No, like the way you said that.
So, like, I physically could not make the car go faster because it would won't let you.
Again, there are two versions.
Right, so the extreme one will not let you go any faster.
Yeah, but the other one will
what
still...
What if I got to get away? So, okay, emergency. Oh, my God, there's a fire. Oh, it's going 72. I'm screwed.
You're driving away from a fire?
How about when you see these people in these forest fires and they get stuck?
Okay.
And they
got to,
like, jet ass out of there.
So I just want to be clear.
Like, Jersey right now is on fire, bro.
I just want to be clear. In our area, you are in the middle of a forest fire.
Yeah.
He does have a lot of trees around him.
Yes, I do.
70 miles an hour is too slow.
The Pittsburgh forest.
Do you know how fast those forest fires go, bro?
How fast?
100.
No, they don't go 100 miles an hour.
Some do, man. Out there in the Sierras?
Okay, so you see it as dangerous to have a governor on someone's
car. Sounds too intrusive, okay. Man. Just give me a ticket.
No, they did. Multiple times.
No, I don't need you to, like, literally be in my car controlling it. That's too much.
So then take your license away.
Well, if I do so many infractions,
no, but
they're not going to take your license away on a couple of infractions.
Again, yes, you can. I mean, it depends on how fast you were
going.
Well,
how crazy you do it.
Well, but that's just it, man. Right? This actually gives an opportunity potentially for people that would lose their license to keep it with this stuff in the car.
Yeah, but you're trading off your freedom, man.
Well, but you had to get a driver's license.
I understand that,
that's
where it should end.
You also have a GPS that you're using for directions where they can pinpoint you if they want to.
Yeah, but they're not slowing my car down.
Okay, but you can't slow your car down.
I'm a stallion, man. I gotta run free. I'm a maverick.
All right, Kimmy, before we find
out Mustang.
The Interlock device price, are you okay with the trade-off of 70 miles an hour for multiple speeding tickets, we don't know how many, gets you this computer in your car?
I mean, I guess I could see it more if, like, they just didn't allow you to go over a certain speed limit, period. You know what I mean?
But you could still do 70 in a 35.
I guess.
Because, like, if the top limit is 70, every other limit you'd be able to do 25 over.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I didn't think of that.
I just think it's going to be hard to monitor and control.
You mean
that's their problem. What do you care?
What do you mean hard to monitor and control?
Well, like, you'd have to hope that technology is super accurate and knows what the speed limit is every time you're going down, like, a road.
Okay.
I don't know how accurate it is, I guess.
Valid point. But, I mean, we already have it on our, like
what if
Apple?
It's stuck? Like, what if you're trying to get onto 490 and it's stuck at, like, a maximum of 40 or something? Like, I think that it could get very complicated.
Okay, we already have...
Potentially dangerous.
But we already have this technology on Apple Maps. Like, if you use them on your iPhone, it will tell you what the speed limit is.
Yeah, but sometimes you lose... Yeah. Like, it'll freeze for a second.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, there are a lot of things that could go wrong here.
All right, so both of you are out on the speed computer in exchange for five more miles an hour.
Yes.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Chuck. Hey, Chucky, how are you, brother?
Pretty good. Hey, I drive a work vehicle, and we had it set up so that my speed limit was topped at 70.
Okay.
And we have since raised it because I found myself in morning rush hour traffic on 590 in the middle lane, and I couldn't get to the left lane to get to my exit because there were so many cars zipping past me much faster, and I couldn't get into the lane. I used to have to go past my exit, go to the next one, and turn around and come back.
Well, the good news is, if there's ever a forest fire in Pittsburgh, you'll be able to drive away from it, according to our scientists here in the room.
Oh, okay. How about we just go swimming in the canal instead?
Oh, you could do that, too. But, I mean, Chucky, like, you know, yes, I get you're doing your job. You're a safe driver. Yeah. Like, that's the thing. This would be a situation where people keep breaking the law.
Oh, I understand that, but even then, what I'm saying is that once you get that car limited to 70 miles an hour and you get out on an interstate, you are going to be hampered by not being able to move from lane to lane because cars are going to be in other lanes moving past you that aren't regulated.
You would be hampered. I like that word. Mm. Chuck, that's a great call, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one, guys. Bye.
All right. Counterpoint.
What's that?
Don't get, like, five speeding tickets. 252-WCMF. There is legislation in Albany right now that would increase the speed limit on interstates, like the thruway, to 70 miles an hour here in New York State. But the trade-off in that same bill, there'd be a provision where if you get too many speeding tickets, the state could install a speed monitoring device in the cars of drivers who have done this.
Yeah.
All of them have GPS to monitor what the speed limit is, where you are. Some of them just records when you go over and sends it to the state. Others put, like, a digital governor on your car so you cannot go above what the speed limit is in that area. It's similar to an interlock device which gets put on some people who have DUIs or DWIs. Kimmy, what does that cost?
So there's an installation fee, and then there's a monthly fee you paid to have it.
What do we got?
The installation fee ranges from $70 to like $150.
Okay.
And then the monthly lease can cost between $70 and $140 per month.
Okay, so, I mean,
it's not cheap.
No, but
it could also require some maintenance here and there, it says.
It would also help if you had kids.
As far, wait, with an interlock device?
Well, if you could buy one of those things and turn it on, let's say,
oh,
like you could buy one of these yourself.
Yeah.
Put it on your car if you think your kid's speeding.
Sure, but then what if there's a forest fire?
Well, that'd be tough.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you this. Tommy, let's say you have become the king of New York.
Right.
All right. And the speed computer, it's going to happen.
Mm.
If there's nothing you can do, it's going to happen. How many speeding tickets as the king of New York would you make it before the car computer is mandatory?
Three.
That's
three in a calendar year.
So three speeding tickets in a calendar year mandates the speeding computer.
I think that's pretty reasonable.
It is reasonable. I thought you were going to be like, 14! Yeah. You know, if you look at the law now, it may actually be harsher than the computer idea. Because did you know
that
if you get three speeding tickets within 18 months, they can suspend your license?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Can't drive at all.
Yeah.
Also, 11 points in any way over 18 months means your license is taken away.
Damn.
I mean, there are people that have to go hire like specialized lawyers.
Yeah.
To figure out a way to like plead down.
Some of them used to sell for CMF.
I mean, look, I get the idea of the intrusion. I don't say that this isn't a perfect system, but it does let you keep driving.
Well, we haven't had big of a problem with speeding and crashes any more than any other time.
I think that'll always be a problem.
Right, but I mean, is there like an epidemic that you have to do this?
I don't know. Like, it's not like we had a story this week that involved people driving dangerously. Like yesterday when we told you in four school districts in a matter of 137 days, 6,300 and change people had blown past the stop sign and had their picture taken.
That's reckless driving. I'm talking just straight-ass speeding,
so
which I know is reckless, but I'm just talking just lead-footing on 90.
You don't think the person who blows past the school bus stop sign is the same person that's doing 80
on
590?
Speeding through construction zones.
I thought, like,
things like that.
We're at the safest level ever for, like, driving cars.
You just made that up.
No, because the cars are safer.
That is true.
And we're just better at it. No, I mean, we ain't speeding.
There has been an increase in traffic fatalities from when the pandemic started to now. Now, I don't know if the numbers have gone up and down, but there have definitely been more traffic issues.
Issues?
And fatalities, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought we were down with all this stuff.
No, you just want it to be down because you don't want a computer in your car.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing, man. What? You ain't going over. We could governor your car at 54 and you'd be fine.
Well, who's gotten three speeding tickets?
Yeah, for doing 51.
Oh, now it's low. Before I was jet-assing down the road, scaring guys with shovels inside.
Whoa. You bitch-ass speed ticket. By the way, if this law passes, New York would still be on the lower end for interstate speed limits. So, like, right now, there's elections and things coming up. They're trying to get stuff done. So there's a bunch of states trying to change things. Mississippi is looking to raise their speed limit to 80 on toll roads.
Yeah, because you want to get the hell out of Mississippi. That makes sense.
Well, they're,
like, Arkansas is a better option.
Same with North Carolina, by the way.
There may, I mean, those may be also roads that aren't as, you know, busy. There's not as much traffic.
Yeah, no, you're right. But, okay, so I drove one time through Texas on an 80-mile-an-hour road out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
When you're doing, like, 80 on the thruway and there's other people with you, it feels fine.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing 80 by yourself, you feel 80.
Like you're hauling
it. It got scary. I didn't mean to sound like a bitch, but it was like I was in my blue beru, too, shaking on me. It was like I was in the Millennium Falcon. I don't think 80's a good idea.
All right.
Well, yeah, because then everybody's going to push it, right? Like, you're never just doing 80.
I don't think Southerners take it too far.
No, but in all seriousness, like, think of all the cars you see on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What percentage of cars do you think could go over 85 right now?
Ooh, good question.
Like
good question.
Can actually do it?
Yeah.
What's the standard speed on a car now?
Well, no, I'm not saying, like, the cars won't let you. I'm saying
just, like, the cars just
they're
not
in shape enough to do it?
Yeah. I mean, 85. I don't remember the last time I hit 85.
Yeah, me either.
I don't even know. I don't know how fast. I don't know if my Honda Pilot can get that. I'd probably get to 85. Maybe I'll punch it on the way home.
There you go.
Watch out, everybody. Honda Pilot coming through.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Kids will cost you a fortune.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just standard clothes, food, activities.
Yeah.
Because every once in a while, you will see a kid screw up so bad, it ends up hitting mom or dad in the pocketbook. But we may have just witnessed the most expensive prank a kid has ever done that dad is on the hook for financially.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. It was around this time on Monday. We talked about Shedeur Sanders draft prank phone call. He's a quarterback from Colorado, Deion's son, that fell all the way down in the draft. And he was sliding in the second round. He got a call from what he believed was the Saints. Turns out that call was made by the son of Falcons defensive coordinator and former Jets interim head coach, Jeff Ulbrich. And it became national news. The NFL did an investigation. Both the kid and the Falcons had to issue an apology.
All right.
It got a hell of a lot worse yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
The NFL announced, due to all the shenanigans, they were fining the Falcons themselves $250,000 for leaking Shedeur's number. So you cost your dad's boss a quarter million.
Yeah, yeah.
That is bad.
Right. Mm.
But what might be even worse, Jeff Ulbrich, the coach himself, was fined by the NFL $100,000.
That's a good chunk of change.
This man is $100,000 lighter because his 21-year-old son made a prank phone call.
God.
Now, just to put it into perspective, Jeff Ulbrich is making $1.6 million this year as the defensive coordinator for the Falcons. But let's say, Tommy, after taxes, that's like $900,000.
Yeah.
This kid may have just eaten up over 10% of his dad's annual salary.
One phone call.
No.
Okay. Tommy.
Yeah.
This has to be the most money spent on your kid's mistake in the history of the world.
I can't think of what else it would be.
Six-figure prank.
Yeah, because anything else, you would be going to jail.
Yes! Thank you!
Because you and your employer.
Yeah.
You think it's an overreaction.
Oh, yeah.
What?
It's just a prank phone call. Nobody got hurt. I mean, Deion and his kid were kind of like rolling with it too a little bit. They kind of made a joke out of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was cool about it afterwards.
Absolutely.
Credit to Shedeur Sanders.
So tell me, like, because, you know, the exposure of the phone number.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Look, the league looks really bad here.
It does.
It doesn't look really. This league looks really bad. This ain't one of the times.
There are other things that have made them look way worse.
Yes.
Yes, I agree with you.
And those guys are on the field.
Okay, great. That's a valid point.
And some of those guys have never been fined.
That's a valid point.
Sometimes you look the other way, man.
All of these things are valid.
Some guys have statues out in front of your stadium.
Okay, you know what? The more you're talking,
and
the more
have bloody clothes and limos.
Okay, all right, all fair.
Give me a break,
man. All fair.
It really sounds petty.
Well, wait, look, whether or not it's petty or whatever, yeah. It costs this old man $100,000.
Oh, yeah. Plus, you got to, and the 100 G's one thing, you also got to face your boss. Who right. You also, he had to go write a check yeah. for $250,000.
They had to make a statement.
Yeah.
I can't believe this guy didn't get fired, Jeff Ulbrich. And I know that.
Has he spoken all about it, like yeah, publicly, like yeah. in front of cameras?
It's like, I don't know if it was in front of cameras. I saw a quote the other day. It was standard boilerplate stuff.
I'm going to break his face yeah. when I get home.
By the way, Ulbrich and the Falcons also have to participate in community service revolving around.
What, are they going to go pick up trash on the interstate?
It said involving the situation right. that happened, so I don't know what the situation is. So you also cost your dad his free time.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So I was going to say, do you want your kid to pay for it, but you also probably don't want your kid around all those people after what went down? So do you make your kid also do the community service?
Kimmy, I don't think
he's got to.
You can't let that kid anywhere near the facility.
That's what I mean.
Oh, you got to hate him.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, at base level, something like this is not uncommon, where a kid will screw up and leave mom and dad holding the financial bag, right? Like, you'll break something, you'll get arrested, you need mom and dad's financial help.
Sure.
And when that happens, there are certain things expected of the kid. Because, like, let's say some kid does vandalism that costs mom and dad $5,000, and the kid doesn't have it. Mm-hmm. If mom and dad step in and they pay, over time, those parents are going to expect their kids to pay that money back.
Yes.
You can't pay back $100,000.
No, not anytime soon.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
The average salary of a person between the ages of 21 and 29 in America, because this kid's 21, is around $40,000.
Yeah.
So if this kid is making an average salary, it would take him 2.5 years of tax-free money, not spending another dime to pay his parents back.
So you would, the old man would go to his grave never getting a third of it.
No, yeah, I mean, think about
it. Not even a third. And the kid ain't going to pay. No kid pays. They're going to slow pay your ass like a student loan, man.
Which might be also around $100,000. Do you know the most money you've ever cost your parents?
I banged up the cars, so I would say around a Giola.
All right, $1,000?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that seems pretty standard for under 18 damage, right, for a kid?
Scratch dents, bumps.
Like if you catch a pair of parents walking out of a hospital with a brand new baby all happy, I think it would be fair to look at them and say, at some point, you're going to have to cut a check.
Oh, yeah.
That will add up to at least $1,000 for all the mistakes that they've made over time.
It's like coverage.
Yes, exactly. I do want to ask Kimmy, when she gets off the phone, if she's ever cost her parents money, because she seems too, like, goody-two-shoes.
Well, girls are different, too. They're not as rough on cars and stuff and being – They're not jerks.
Kimmy, have you ever made a mistake that cost your parents any money when you were a kid?
No. I don't think so.
Girls are low on that end, I think.
You know, you want to think that every kid, like to the discussion we're just having, is going to get in some kind of trouble where mom and dad have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, Tommy, that could just be what dicks like us tell ourselves so we don't feel like total losers.
Well, it could also be like kids have done something wrong and they're, you know, the parents get lucky because nobody finds out or somebody decides to let it go. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I've had those.
It's not that the kid never got in trouble. It's just that it didn't happen to come to the point where they had to pay to get them out of trouble.
Okay. You know, I think we could also add every penny your dad spent in private school to money he had to pay because you're an idiot. Right.
Okay.
Right? I mean, like.
All right. Well, then my number goes way up.
Yeah. I mean, think of how many kids went to a different school because of the trouble they got into. And that, in the long run, cost your parents more money.
You're not wrong. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Yesterday, we found out due to the prank phone call that Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich's son made to Shedeur Sanders during the NFL draft. The Falcons have been fined $250,000 by the NFL, and Ulbrich himself has been fined $100,000. He's making $1.6 million this year after taxes around $900,000. That's more than 10% of his annual salary for one phone call his kid made. And I know a lot of people are writing saying he made more phone calls, which seems to be the case.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, so maybe it's only like 10 grand per phone call.
Who else did he call?
So there is word that he also did it to Tyler Warren, and then there's others they are investigating that may lead back to him. One of the offensive linemen for the Bills, I think the kid drafted in the fifth round from UConn, he said he was prank called like 4 or 5 times.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Why are you giggling? Bro, you're a 60-something-year-old man.
Oh, man, that's fun. Man, if we were that age, we found that number.
He's 21, man.
Yeah, we found Tommy Lasorda's number we did months on.
Yeah, 21, and you almost got fired for it.
I don't even want to talk about it.
You know that this... I mean, you know this could affect your dad.
Yes, how does that not cross your mind as a 21-year-old kid, right? Like, I like to think that I have grace for people doing stupid stuff.
Yeah.
But again, like, if this was, you know, Shedeur Sanders went to Colorado. Let's say it was Colorado State, some frat kid wants to make a name for himself.
Yeah, just a random kid that got his number somehow.
Does it? Fine. The fact that it's the son of an NFL coach, it's Nepo baby on Nepo baby crime, just makes it feel worse.
Because like you said, these prank phone calls happen, and they've happened in the past, and we never hear about the person that made them most of the time because they're not connected to anybody. It's just some kid that got a hold of the number.
But I'm also going to assume that the son of the Falcons defensive coordinator and the head coach for the Jets last year is also an entitled prick. Is that fair?
The coach himself?
Well, no, the coach's kid.
Oh, yeah,
my dad's a head coach. My dad's an offensive coordinator. I got Shedeur Sanders' number. Check me out.
Something wrong with his mouth.
That's probably how they caught him. Hey, Shedeur, it's the Saints, man. Sean Payton. Not Sean Payton. I don't know who the head coach of the Saints is right now. Erickson, whatever his name is. You got drafted.
It would make it even worse, too, if he was just going down a list of numbers that he grabbed from his dad.
Well, that would be the juiciest one would be Deion's kid.
Yes, but it sounds like, Kimmy, what you said might have been what he was
doing.
There
was a list.
That he had a couple of numbers. So what's funny is, like, talking about bailing your kid out financially when they get in trouble, there was this idea from some parents, when your kids are growing up, that you're not going to be that parent that steps in and cuts a check. That the better lesson is to teach them self-sacrifice and discipline, and when you make that mistake, I will be here because I love you, but I'm not going to be here to get you out of it. And in theory, that's not the worst idea.
But if you can, but sometimes you're painted into a corner where people want their money.
Okay.
And your kid ain't got the money.
All right, let's say that Jeff Ulbrich looks at his kid and goes, look, man, I ain't getting hung on this $100,000. And you're going to pay me $10,000 a year for the next decade. Is that a dick parent or is that a good parent?
I mean, that would be a good lesson, I guess.
Because, like, in this situation, it comes right out of his paycheck, which sucks even more. Like, the NFL, when they fine you, they garnish your wages.
Immediately.
Yes, you got it.
It happens here, too.
But, like, in a situation where, let's say your kid's on the hook for $5,000.
Right.
Right? He's either going to face punishment or pay this fine. Are you a better mother or father for letting them face the punishment and not paying that $5,000?
I mean, yeah, you would be. Or at least, or fronting them the money, then got to pay you back.
No. I'm saying I'm not involving myself.
Doesn't have it.
You've made this mistake. Look, you can find a way to come up with this money, and if you can, you're going to face the actual punishment.
I also don't want my kid figuring out ways to come up with $5,000 really quick.
That's a good point.
Yeah, buddy of mine's got this meth thing he's been talking about at school.
And what if another family member is willing to lend them that money? Does that make it awkward for you?
But here's the thing. Fine. Then that's between you and them. Okay. You found your way to do it.
So now you got to go suck up to grandparents.
I mean, maybe.
Because those are the ones that are going to have it.
I don't want to have that conversation.
No, I don't either.
I mean, I don't know. It's an interesting parenting question because, like, look, I get it. You want to be a hard ass until you see your kid in a situation. Right. But maybe the better move is to say, you made your bed.
Well.
Now you got to sleep in it.
Yes.
But that could also put your kid behind the eight ball before they've even started
life.
Put
them behind and then make them owe potentially more, which would also eventually lead to you having to do something to help them.
Or they're just in a bad way for a long time they can never get out from under it.
Which you also don't want for your kid.
Yeah, but then if you step in and save them, there is that feeling of entitlement. Like, for example, you as a human.
Right, I do.
Everything you ever did, your dad walked in and fixed your mess.
Only the things he found out about.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Brian writes us, my dad had to pay to repair my neighbor's RV after my older brother talked his brother into driving it.
Oh.
Older brother talked his brother. Okay. And crash it into a tree.
Oh, my God. What did that cost?
We were 14 at the time. It was a big scandal. We weren't allowed at their house after that. And my dad, who was friends with that guy, never really talked to him. I don't have a price.
Sense.
Brian, if you could hear us, what did it cost?
Oh, my God. Crashed it into a tree.
You stole an RV?
At 14. Man, how much fun were those kids having, though?
Yeah, till you hit the tree.
That's the way it works.
Of all the cars you're going to steal, why would you steal an RV? punch it. Let's hit 20.
But it's a big, fun thing.
Well, your mom was there?
So these young boys.
Shut up.
Got into my mother.
Shut up.
And then rode her into a tree.
Who did?
That's the second time you've had young men on my mother.
No, first time I did not. This one I actually did.
No, you said.
First one was not young men. This time I will admit, yes, I had 14-year-old Brian and your mom, and he was crashing her into a tree because she was all big. Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Animals will kill you, bro.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know you don't mean them no harm.
Man-eater.
That's right. Whoa, there it goes.
Man-eater.
That's not, what are you doing? Sinatra does Hall
of Fame. Man-eater, baby.
I'm just talking and you're paying me. We have in front of us.
What you got?
How many animals, or which animal kills the most people in New York State?
The deadliest New York State animal.
Every year, and I am dying to know if you guys can hit it. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. All right. Moment of truth is here.
There we go.
Which animal in New York State kills the most people annually?
The Long Island cougar. Treacherous, dangerous, loud.
What does that mating call sound like?
Hey, you son of a bitch.
We don't really have that many dangerous animals.
So this should be pretty easy then.
But it leads the league.
It leads the state. This animal kills the most people in New York State every year.
Kills people.
It kills the most people.
Deer.
Kimmy nailed it.
Wait. Oh, because of the car accident.
Yeah. It comes almost exclusively from car accidents.
All right. I was thinking chomping on your lip.
Yeah, I know. That's why you're dumb, and I wanted to get you to say something dumb. Way to make them not say something dumb, Kimmy. Thank you. Now, in fact, deer are actually the deadliest animals nationally.
Oh, okay.
And by far, even though their numbers are not all that impressive.
Mm.
Annually, according to the DEC, Dilcopajo, deer only kill about 120 people on average.
Wait.
Nationally.
Nationally,
man,
wow.
That's a sea hare of people.
Isn't it crazy? I would have thought it was way more, too. All right. You want to take a guess how many bears kill people nationally every year?
Oh, it's got to be super ass low.
What do you got?
2.
Kimmy?
Under 10.
Kill.
9.
1.
1, yeah.
It's 1.
Okay.
Sharks and alligators also 1 on average annually.
Damn, I was a little surprised with the alligator.
And rattlesnakes only kill a person in America on average every 4 years, 0.25.
Well, because like a rattlesnake, you can get, if an alligator gets a hold of you, you're pretty much dead. Where a rattlesnake, you can get to a hospital and get treatment.
So all these numbers according to the CDC.
All right.
It really feels like we may be overshooting how dangerous these animals are,
yes.
Right? Not that you should mess with animals.
No, but like the chance of like you getting attacked by something is pretty low.
And here's the thing.
But every time somebody gets like attacked by a shark, it's an international story probably because it's so rare.
Yeah, but then somebody gets bit by a shark, every shark bite shows up.
True.
And I mean, these people survive. They will F you up, these animals. Yeah. So don't mess with them.
You could survive it and still lose a limb.
Yeah, or like, you know, have a face that looks like you just got mauled by a bear.
Yeah.
Like Tommy does, right? But
Jesus.
I know. It was a bad bear situation. Look at him. Ugh. They had to sew his face back on. They had to get him a donor face. And they pulled it from the room marked ugly.
So I guess probably people die more from mosquito bites than they do from vicious actual animals.
Well, yeah. I mean, mosquito bites carry legitimate
disease. Yeah, it's a blood disease.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny. Far more people are killed every year by falling vending machines than they are combined.
Well, that's because, God damn it.
No, seriously. You could Google the number. They keep track of this. Kimmy, can you Google annually how many
fall over?
Because they're shaking the machine.
Yeah, and then they realize how heavy this goddamn thing is. It's like having a refrigerator you're trying to catch.
It's like a double refrigerator.
Yeah, you're
right. Those things are taller than you, and they're heavier. Yeah, I want to say it's like...
Crushed by Doritos.
I want to say it's like 10. I've seen this number.
13 people are killed each year by a falling vending machine.
13?
So every decade, fewer people are killed by bears than
That's
people
insane.
Are killed by vending machines annually.
Look at that.
You know what I'm saying?
Some enjoy outside.
Well, no, I do want to be fair.
Be careful, but you're fine.
Just don't mess with them. And, like, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Like, I would also like to know. I'm sorry. Somebody just sent me a tweet. It's really mean, but it's funny. Because they're guessing what the animal was.
Mm-hmm.
What did they say
this guy
my
writes,
mom?
Cow, a.k.a. Tommy's mom. I don't want people to like run out and be like, bear ain't going to kill me. Check it out,
well,
bear.
Yeah, you don't go hugging them. Have your picture taken with a bison.
No, but I mean, it makes sense, too. Like, unless you see a video of someone like effing with a bear and the bear like rips them
up. And that's how it happens.
Most of the videos you see on like Instagram or social media, if a bear gets even like close to frightened, the things take off.
They do run like little sissies.
Right? And
even though they have the upper hand, but they don't seem to know that.
Alligators, however, are a different story.
Yeah.
They seem to have no problem staying where they are and coming after
you. They know what they are. I never forget, they're big, stupid lizards.
Yeah.
They just only have, like, the same thing with a shark. I mean, they're just they're an eating machine.
Seems like you kind of have to mess with the gator for it to attack.
Gators and crocodiles.
Well, but see, here's the thing about,
or be walking a small animal.
Bears stay away from people.
Yeah.
Right? And you're not going to be in a lot of places where there are bears unless you go out of your way.
Mm-hmm.
Same with sharks.
Right.
Alligators are weird, though, because, like, you can be golfing in Florida. There's
They're
a
all over the place.
Sunbathing on the course.
Yeah.
Well, there's that one where you see this golfer. Again, who was it? He's a pro. He's walking down the fairway, and there's an alligator standing there. And he just runs there and wiggles his tail, and he goes back in the water. I go, are you insane?
So, to your point, I would have thought there would have been way more alligator deaths than just one. But here we sit.
I know.
Gators are cool.
Okay.
All right, so don't mess with animals.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be terrified of them. Mm. And I think the most important thing to take from this, watch out for deer.
Yes.
Watch out for deer.